149 million spent between domestic and industrial works through the repair, maintenance and improvement sector of the construction industry in the Donegal region in 2015. And nationally, that figure is about 4.2 billion, which is about 34% of the overall construction output for the entire industry. Or if we just break that down to domestically, for domestic works, that worked out to be 3.3 billion in 2015, which is about nearly 27% of the overall construction output. And in Donegal itself, there were 7.74 million was spent in 2015, which over about 368 projects, and the average spend was over 21,000, which is a significant amount for the industry.
Now, this isn't only just good news for the homes in question, but it also supports local economy.
It is. It's good for the regional contractor in that a lot of this work, you know, will go to the regional contractor, who in turn will employ the local people and keep guys locally, which is good for the local economy. It also helps to tackle the black economy because, you know, the tax clearance certificates, et cetera, have to be produced before you can make your a claim for tax relief from revenue, which is all very beneficial. And it increases the construction output in within the regions. The government's take is from the industry has also increased. And obviously the buildings themselves, you know, they're getting an upgrade and energy, becoming more energy efficient. So it's all beneficial. I mean, it equates to about €1 in every three is spent in the wider construction sector in the repair, maintenance, and improvements of homes and industrial units, which is a significant spend.
And are we expecting these figures to rise for this current year when the figures are released?
Well, we would hope so because it's expected, like it was, as I said, it was 4.2 billion spent in 2015. It's anticipated that figure will go up to 4.7 billion in 2016. And you can only assume that every county will go up the same increment. But it is a positive story and it's very beneficial. So we would, you know, it's all happened under the Home Renovation Incentive Scheme, which was a very good stimulus for this sector, giving tax relief for homeowners and landlords by way of a 13.5% tax credit. And the requirements were that it would be over 4,400 excluding VAT per property to a maximum of 30,000 excluding VAT per property. And we would hope that had a scheme was brought in a number of years ago and is due to be re-evaluated, I understand, at the end of this year. And we'd hope that the government would carry it into next year because, it's, you know, it has been a good stimulus and it's as I said, it's all directed in the right direction.